Hello? Hi, Katie.
Yeah, she sure is.
Annette, it's Katie.
I'm vacuuming. What does she want?
She wants to know what you want. Okay, hold on.
She wants to know if you're going shopping with her.
What's she talking about?
What are you talking about?
You're supposed to be going to Ward's.
This Saturday, you should be going to Ward's for their 14-hour sale. The doors are opening early at 8 a.m. and staying open late till 10 p.m.
Oh, is she talking about the sale on Saturday?
Are you talking about Saturday?
We're talking about great savings at Ward's. Get 25 to 30% off all jeans, 30% off all women's knit tops, and take 10% off all electronics, appliances, and furniture, even on sale prices.
She's talking about Saturday.
Tell her I'll pick her up early.
She'll pick you up early. Say, you guys wouldn't be getting my birthday present, huh?
I heard that.
Forget about sleeping in this Saturday. Get to Ward's 14-hour sale early. It starts at 8 a.m., and at 10 p.m., it's over.
Shop smart, live well, Ward's.
Hi, and welcome back to Financial Chat with Kelly Klein and Paul Charney, where we've been talking about saving for your child's college education. And before the break, we were saying that by the year 2000, now get this, experts tell us that tuition alone at a four-year private college could average 120 cases of S&W baked beans a year.
It's amazing, isn't
it? I know, and that's not even counting room and board.
Yeah, I know.
Or books.
Yeah.
Or
no, I think what we have to focus on here is that even as daunting as it all sounds, with a little preparation, a little planning.
I mean, that's like 500 cases for an undergraduate degree. Yeah. Well, what if the kid goes to graduate school?
Well, look, what I recommend, Kelly, is you got to start somewhere. So I tell all my clients, even if it's just one or two cans a week, just put them into an aggressive no-load mutual fund. And over time, you will have more than enough baked beans for college.
Okay, well, there you go. Join us tomorrow as we discuss how you can earn as much as 10 to 15 cases of S&W baked beans a year in tax-free municipal bonds.
S&W is owned by growers, which makes even the baked beans just a little more special.
Don't miss out on the 97 clearance sale now in progress at Butler Conti Dodge in Lafayette. Here's just one example of the tremendous money-saving values that can be yours from the Dodge dealer that refuses to be undersold, ever. Take delivery on a brand new 97 Dodge Caravan and put the $2,000 discount in your pocket. MSRP $20,300. After Butler Conti's discount of $1,250 and a factory discount of $750, you save a total of $2,000 on this 97 Dodge Caravan at Butler Conti Dodge. 3434 Mount Diablo Boulevard in Lafayette. VIN 429-881.
Richard Ryan, A-N-E-W.
Coffee with the first sunlight at a last chance Texaco. I'm thumbing through a worn out road path, trying to decide which way to go. These empty miles in her memory, they just seem to linger on. On this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. Called up her mama down in Abilene, just to find out how she'd been. Said she'd stopped a while in San Antonio, spend some time with an old. In between us, I'm sure I'd never cross her mind. And it may take all these roads ahead just to leave it all behind. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there, didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. That's how a
breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there, she didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
This is Vince Gill.
This is Charlie Pratt.
Hi, this is Dolly Parton.
I love my country classics on KNEW.
Reuben James. All the folks around Madison County cussed your name. Just a no-count sharecropping colored man. Can steal anything you can. And everybody laid the blame on Reuben James. Reuben James, will you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind? Faded shirt, weathered brow, calloused hands upon the plow. Loved you then and I love you now. Reuben James, Flora Gray, the gossip of Madison County died with child. Although your skin was black, you were the one that didn't turn your back on the hungry white child with no name. Reuben James, Reuben James, with your mind on the soul and a Bible in your right hand, you said turn the other cheek. Well, there's a better world awaiting for the meek. In my mind, these words remain from Reuben James. Reuben James, will you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind? Faded shirt, weathered brow, calloused hands upon the plow. Loved you then and I love you now. Reuben James. Reuben James, one dark cloudy day they brought you from the field. A lonely pine box king, just a preacher, me in the rain, just to sing one last refrain for Reuben James. Reuben James, will you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind? Faded shirt, weathered brow, calloused hands upon the plow. Loved you then and I love you now. Reuben James. Reuben James, will you still walk the furrowed fields?
Hello, darling. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be. How's your new love? Are you happy? Hope you're doing fine. Just to know it means so much to me. What's that, darling? How am I doing? Guess I'm doing all right, except I can't sleep. So sorry that I did you wrong. Look up, darling. Let me kiss you. Just for old time's sake, let me hold you in my arms one more time. Thank you, darling. May God bless you.
And may each step you take bring you closer to the things you seek to find. Goodbye, darling. Gotta go now. Gotta try.
catch a train. The taxi driver said, we'll make it just the same. A speed cop made it with us, and as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change.
KNEW 9, 10 a.m., Classic Country and Charlie Pride.
I called her today, an accidental mistake, and her name slipped out to some friend. Forgotten old feelings are brand new today.
Classic Country and the Ryan Music Express, joined this afternoon by Sully Roddy. Hi, Sully.
It's Ryan and Roddy.
There you
in the afternoon. See, why didn't we think of this
why
earlier?
Why didn't we think of it? Why didn't
Dog
we think of
got
that?
It?
We wouldn't be having our last shows
we
today if we had thought of that.
We could have saved the whole station. Doggone
Ryan
it.
And Roddy, or Roddy and Ryan. So how are you?
Well.
No, we have resolved to make this a fun afternoon, mm-hmm. nice afternoon. You know, I mean, there's no reason to be sad or maudlin, and we're not going to.
I walked in and I said, Richard, we're not going to cry today.
That's right.
At least not until.
And then you went, uh-huh. Well, Sully Roddy, as you know, does the All Kinds of Country show for many years on KSAN mm-hmm. On Sunday nights, then switched over to KNEW on the weekends. And you did your last show last Saturday night, correct?
That's right.
So I wanted to have you join us this afternoon and kind of wind it down at 7 o'clock. And,
well, thank you, Richard. I really appreciate it because I appreciate having a chance to say goodbye to everyone and do the last show and maybe play some requests or something.
Yeah,
I
if you have some requests and stuff, you might want to give us a call or just to say hello or, touch base with us
don't
there.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out, something, you know.
Well,
actually,
that
was in the memo in my mail. No.
1-800-345-KNEW, 1-800-345-5639. Yes, in case you haven't heard, a lot of people are saying, huh? They're maybe tuning in and saying, what's going on there? Well, today is the final day for KNEW as you have known it for the last couple of years. Of course, I just took over for Bill Collins not too long ago, about a month and a half ago. And so I've been in this time slot for a little bit of time. Frank Terry and Tom Benner did their last shows today. It is still going to be a country music station. We want to make that clear. KNEW is still going to be country music. It's just going to be a little different. It's going to be a different sound and some different people. And it'll be a satellite-delivered service, and there's no secret about that. And it's just these things are done. And
good, isn't he?
These decisions.
He's good. It's just one of those things, says Richard.
Well, it is. It's a decision, and corporate decision, and...
Well, I think corporate decision probably says it all.
Yeah. So anyway, in celebration of all that we've accomplished together, let me tell you a secret. You know, a lot of you who are listening know a good station when, you know, or you perceive a good station, or you perceive a station, or you listen to a station because you like it. You don't really know what goes on maybe behind the scenes, or what makes, revenues tick, and what ratings are and all of this stuff. But let me tell you, the ratings periods from the when we took this whole thing live, for which was about January of 96, we tried some satellite stuff and some other kind of syndicated stuff, and it just didn't work. And I have to tell you that you, by listening to this radio station, have increased it many times over, and we've been very successful over the last few months because of you. So and it's just one of those things. That's why I say it's just one of those things. It's one of those decisions that are based on other things that we don't know about. So it's not because the station is failing.
No, the station ratings are very, very good. There are a lot of people in the Bay Area who wanted to hear classic country, and that's not the reason for the change at all.
Right. But as we say, the station will continue on, and it will continue to be country. It'll just be some different folks than you're used to hearing. So we just wanted to take this time to say hi. So give us a call. The phones are already ringing. If you get a busy signal, please try again. And if you do get in, Sully and I both will be answering the lines. So it may take us a little bit to get to everybody, but you just give us a call, 1-800-345-KNEW.
9:10 a.m. KNEW. Sitting on the front porch on a summer afternoon, in a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. Watch the kids playing with June bugs on a string, and chase the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. In my Tennessee mountain home, peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets sing in the fields nearby. Honeysuckle vine clings to the fence along the lane. Their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. An eagle spreads its wings, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. Just laughing, talking, making future plans. And when the folks ain't looking, you might steal a kiss or two, sitting in the porch swing holding hands.
You're hearing classic country, you know that it's KNEW 910 AM.
The orchid is a flower that blooms so tenderly. To thrill the fairest lady of the land. It placed beside a blushing rose, the rose could not compare. But how was such as I to understand? While searching for a rose, the orchid that I overlooked was you. The rose that I was searching for has proved to be untrue. The orchid that I find, my dear, was you. Its color, but the orchid stays the same, and I'm alone to face these lonely years. I didn't see the orchid, I was looking for a rose, and now I pay the price with bitter tears. I overlooked an orchid while searching for a rose. The orchid that I overlooked was you. The rose that I was searching for has proved to be untrue. The orchid that I find, my dear, was you.
KNEW.
Someone's gonna get hurt before you're through. Someone's gonna pay for the things you do. How many hearts must break? How many is it gonna take to satisfy you? Just to satisfy you. Another love, another fool to play your game. Another love, another fool, they're all the same.
Before you're through, someone's gonna pay for the things you do. You're gonna find when it's too late, a heart just won't break.
Just to satisfy you, just to satisfy you.
out now. KNEW 9, 10 a.m. Waylon and Willie and Just to Satisfy You on KNEW 9, 10 a.m. I'm Richard Ryan, the Ryan Music Express, the final Ryan Express on KNEW on this Friday. In case you weren't with us a little bit ago and hadn't heard what's going on, today is our final day on KNEW. Now, KNEW 9, 10 a.m. is going to continue on, however. We'll still be right where it is at 9, 10, and it'll still be a country station. It is just that we will not be a part of it. It's going to feature some new folks and some a little bit different mix of country music, but it'll still be country music. So we just wanted to say thank you for all of the support that you've given us over these years and all the fun that we've had. My goodness, we've had such a great time digging up some of the old stuff, you know, playing a lot of the old classic stuff. And we've got one of them coming up here after we get this phone. Hi, KNEW.
Can you play Gene Shepherd's Satisfied Mind?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
A Satisfied Mind.
Yeah.
That's a great song. I am going to get that on.
I'm going to miss this station and all you people.
Well, thank you.
And I just happened to see a quote here in a magazine I'd like to pass on.
Yes?
It says, the past is ashes, so look ahead.
There you go. That's right. And we'll do just that, you too.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way? But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Once get a start in life's game, but suddenly it happened that I lost every dime. But I'm richer by far with a satisfied mind. Money pauper at times compared to the man with a satisfied mind. When life has ended, my time has run out, my friends and my loved ones, I'll leave them no doubt. But one thing for certain,
as the band plays the last cheater's waltz. He tells her he loves her as the music plays on. He tells her he needs her, but someone's at home. The ball game's all over and she knows she's lost as the band plays the last cheater's woes. And don't they sound lonely?
young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "Your Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rolled away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand, and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Bill with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
KNEW 9, 10 a.m., it's the Ryan Express. Richard Ryan here, along with Sully Roddy, who's going to be talking to you in just a second. Our goodbye day today is C.C. Waterback Day on KNEW.
C.C. Waterback, one tequila sunlight. One's for my aching head, the other's for my bloodshot eyes. That's how my head got so warm. CC Waterback, I can't stand the pain no more.
Last night we got invited to a party at the Jones's place.
All right.
For fun and games and booze and things, I guess I must have drank a case.
I bet.
Well, that lady of mine, she drank warm red wine till she couldn't even find the door. She wound up in old Jones's bed, and I wound up on the floor.
Hag, I gave you C.C. Waterback, one tequila sunrise. Aching head, the other's for my bloodshot eyes. Last night we let it all hang out.
Yeah.
I guess that's how our heads got so. I said, C.C. Waterback, can't stand the pain.
with how my head got sore. I said, "This is water back. I can't stand the pain no
AM. It's classic country, and my baby thinks he's a train. That is Roseanne Cash, of course. On a Friday afternoon, the very last Ryan Music Express, in case you aren't aware of what we've been talking about. This is our last day on this particular form of KNEW. Now, KNEW will still be here at 9:10 tomorrow and Sunday and Monday and on and on as a country station. But it won't be with all of us. It'll be another kind of a country format. It's a satellite-delivered format with the live people on that, but it'll be a whole different setup there. You were saying?
My name's Chris Christensen.
Well, Chris, we appreciate that. Appreciate you hanging in there with us. We're proud of what we built. And
well, why in the hell are you getting ready? I'm sorry, I'm using strong light.
No, it's our old God. we've been using a lot of that lately. it's one of those things that are just hard to explain. You know, these decisions are made so far above us in a corporate level that
well, they think.
Yeah. Well, I know that too. Yeah, I'm. You know, we're all out of a job. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I've listened to you for years. I mean, years. And I was one of the lucky, fortunate people that won a trip to British Columbia off you. And I'm
really
for you. I'm mad.
Well, I appreciate that. We sure appreciate you hanging in with us and it's been a good one. You know,
well,
it's a difficult
sorry.
Thing.
I'll tell you what, if I could get somebody and kind of shake them by the head for you, I'd do it.
Well, I don't know. If there is nobody to do that
to. The address?
No. Sully Roddy is here, and of course, Sully is our host for all kinds of country for many, many years. You remember Sully from Sunday nights, so years and years on KSAN. Well, not too many years. We're going to say years.
8.5 years I've been with KNU and KSAN.
KSAN, and then you've switched over to KNEW for what, 3 years on
KNEW,
right?
Yes, well, since 94, that's right.
Yeah. So we're here together. We got some special folks with us, too, in the studio, kind of back and forth, and we're just kind of wrapping this thing up and saying goodbye. And Carla Knight is here, too, with she'll be filling us in on the traffic. And Carla, as you know, I don't know whether you even knew this or not.
Yes, I do know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
they have informed me.
Okay.
It's just not going to be as fun.
It won't be the same thing.
No.
You know, but we are telling folks that, you know, KNEW is still going to be around, and it's still going to be a country station. So at least check it out and see how you like it. It will not be the same radio station, of course, but just check it out. See how it is. Carla, we don't want to get too maudlin here. We want to do this. We want to check in with our traffic. And you know, on our last day, we were all hoping that the BART strike would be settled. And what a glorious time that would be to put a happy note on all of this stuff, you know. But
doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Doesn't look
not
like
today.
It, huh? Well, Carla. All right, 3:45, and that's traffic time.
And I just feel sorry for those commuters that are stuck once again on San Francisco city streets. Looking at them all out there, they're all lined up onto the streets surrounding the on-ramps trying to get to the Bay Bridge. And it's Friday, so it looks even worse out there. On northbound 101, you've got your traffic stacked up from 280 trying to get to the lower deck. An easier way would be to use the 280 extension. So far, so good on the extension. And you can go to Bryan Street and use Bryan Street to 5th. That seems to be the easiest way to get on the bridge right now. And all the rest in the south of Market area are just gridlock. You're still going to fight some slowing there, but it's still better than the rest. In Hayward on the Nimitz, southbound before Tennyson, there's a crash on the shoulder. That's backed up to A Street. And also, once you get past it in Union City near Alvarado Niles Road, there's a stalled car in the second lane from the left. Now, your northbound trip, slow as usual, as you know, from Milpitas through Fremont, but there is an accident out there just past Mowry, 4 cars in the left lane. Over to Highway 24 in Lafayette, westbound at Acalanis, there's a stalled car in the right lane. Not too much slowing for the westbound direction at this hour, but it is slow eastbound, especially slow at the Caldecott Tunnel, with some of that traffic that made it out of San Francisco. Now on to 24, it's backing up to Broadway as you head through the Caldecott Tunnel. Golden Gate Bridge slowing in the northbound direction off of Doyle Drive. There had been a stall out there earlier. It's now gone. And they've got the 4-2 lane configuration in place. The southbound traffic is beginning to back up. I'm Carla Knight with KNEW Traffic.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind.
Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat full low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
KNEW 9, 10 a.m. is Classic Country and the Ryan Music Express with Sully Roddy on with us. Sully, of course, with all kinds of country, formerly all kinds of country on the weekend show. And in case you haven't heard, KNEW, as this radio station it is right now, is going away after today. On Monday morning, it'll be a whole different radio station. It'll be, KNEW will still be here at 9, 10 a.m. It will still be a country station, but, we'll have all different people and on, that's, what we're doing here today. So, anyway, we've gotten so many calls, and so Sully and I have, decided to kind of take a couple. We're going to do a risk thing here now. You be good. we are getting such a flood of phone calls, and we want to take just as many as we can. I know there's so many people who want to wish us well. I want to, you know, be on the air with us a little bit. We're just going to go down the line here, and let's please be brief. And if it's ringing, if the phone is ringing, 1-800-345-KNEW. If it's ringing, let it ring. And if it's busy, well, please try back, because we do want to talk to you, and we do appreciate all the comments that we've gotten. We've got just a couple of minutes here to take some calls, and we'll do that right now. Hi, you're live on the air. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Who's this?
This is Sean.
Sean, how are you?
Pretty good.
All right.
Can I request a song?
Sure.
I haven't heard this song in a long, long time. I don't know who sings it, but I think it's called Four Scores and Seven Beers Ago.
Yeah.
That's
Sleep at the Wheel. Ray Benson and the Boys.
Can we hear that?
Yeah, we'll get that. That's an appropriate song for today. Not that we advocate doing that and being out on the freeways or anything like that.
Oh,
but
no.
Yeah.
Well, right now it wouldn't matter because you wouldn't be moving.
You need to relax.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, KNEW. You are live on the radio. How you doing?
All right. I just wanted to call. I wish you guys good luck.
Thank you.
It's hard, you know, it's sad to hear it. And could you play Big Bad John?
I sure can. I'll sure do that.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, KNEW. You are live on the radio. How you doing?
All right. How are you doing?
Good.
I just got a cold, but I just want to tell you guys have done a fantastic job for all the years I've listened to KNEW, way back when John Whalen was there, the early morning show guy.
Yep.
And I think this last couple of years, this format, you guys had all the oldies, which in them days were new ones, but is the best thing you guys could have ever done. And I hope the ratings on that show go way down with the new process they're doing, because you guys have been great. That's the reason the ratings were the way they are.
Well, appreciate that. We put heart and soul, and we still, you know, and we want to emphasize again that KNEW is not going away. The station itself is not going away, nor is the format, but all of us are going away, and the form of the music that we play is kind of going to be changing. So
yeah.
We do appreciate that. We appreciate those comments.
But
you
still have to have the talent and of the disc jockeys, you know, the way they like, you know, Tom Benner jokes around, and all you guys have your own little niche.
Right.
We're going to miss that very much.
Well, thank you so much. We're going to miss you.
Well, thank you.
Maybe we'll pop up somewhere else and be together again sometime or another.
I'll be looking
right.
for you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, KNEW. You're on the radio live. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good.
Is KNEW going to have the same format, same music?
Yes, it is. It'll be country music, but it'll be all different people and everything. And all we can say is you know, all of us are just going to be switching in on Monday and see what it's like. You know, at least give it a shot.
It's not going to be that pediatric
dribble stuff.
Don't think so. No, I don't think so.
No, they're gonna.
Well, that's good. I'm gonna miss you guys, but if the music stays the same, I'll keep listening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
We got time for about another one here. I think one more. Hi, KNEW. You're live on the radio. How you doing?
Yeah. How you doing there, Richard?
This Richard Sully's here too.
Oh, so, yeah, Sully. Sure.
Yeah.
I miss everybody there on the station.
Thank you.
It's too bad they're going to this format, but I think they're going to come right back to the way you had it before.
Oh, wow. We hope so. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I think it will, because they did before. It didn't do good.
Yeah. Well, we've had a heck of a lot of fun, and, you know, if that it wouldn't break any of our hearts if that didn't happen if we came back.
If they call us on Tuesday, we'll be here within the hour.
Yeah, you can come right back to work.
We're not even going to unpack.
It's been a lot of fun, and you know, like we say, it's still going to be country music, so at least give it a try on Monday, see how you like it. But we're going to miss being here. We're going to miss being here, and we miss all of you.
Can we celebrate with a little Colorado Kool-Aid tonight?
You betcha. Oh, you betcha. We'll get that on for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh. KNEW. 9, 10 a.m., and once again, we're taking as many calls as we can. We'll take some more here in just a few minutes, but we want to continue on and do some more music. I'm Richard Ryan, the Ryan Music Express. We've got Sully Roddy here, too, from all kinds of country. We're going to try to get to as many calls and as many requests as we can on this, the final day of KNEW, as we know it today. It's still going to continue as a country station, but it's our own little special little accent that we put on it. This is the final day, so just want to give an opportunity to say goodbye to you. Back in a moment with music from the likes of Patsy Cline and, just a whole ton of stuff. Conway, Loretta, and a lot more.
What could be better than one exceptional hospital? How about five remarkable hospitals all working together? It's called the CHW Hospital Network, and it includes St. Francis, St. Mary's, Sequoia, Seton, and Seton Coastside. For more than 140 years, they've consistently offered the best in medicine. Whether you're looking for women's services, including preventive care and support services, heart care delivered by the Bay Area's most experienced cardiac team, sports medicines for our athletes of every shape and stripe, or just about anything else that might require health care delivered with a dose of humanity. For details or a physician referral, call them at 1-800-333-1355 or visit their website at www.chwwestbay.org. The CHW Hospital Network. Dependable when life isn't.
Hello. Hi, Katie.
Yeah, she sure is.
Annette, it's Katie.
I'm begging me. What does she want?
She wants to know what you want. Okay, hold on.
She wants to know if you're going shopping with her.
What's she talking about?
What are you talking about?
You're supposed to be going to Ward's.
This Saturday, you should be going to Ward's for their 14-hour sale. The doors are opening early at 8 a.m. and staying open late till 10 p.m.
Oh, is she talking about the sale on Saturday?
Are you talking about Saturday?
We're talking about great savings at Ward's. Get 25 to 30% off all jeans, 30% off all women's knit tops, and take 10% off all electronics, appliances, and furniture, even on sale prices.
She's talking about Saturday.
Tell her I'll pick her up early.
She'll pick you up early. Say, you guys wouldn't be getting my birthday present, huh?
I heard that.
Forget about sleeping in this Saturday. Get to Ward's 14-hour sale early. It starts at 8 a.m., and at 10 p.m., it's over.
Shop smart, live well, Ward's.
Hi, we're the legal offices of Urbach and Hamer. Have you been involved in an accident in which the other person was clearly at fault? Or have you just wished you could sue the pants off somebody and didn't know how? We're the legal offices of Urbach and Hamer, and we've represented hundreds of people just like you.
I talked to a lot of lawyers, but Urbach and Hamer were able to get me a settlement of 43 cases of S&W Fruit Cocktail. They were great.
We make it our job to help you.
Urbach and Hamer got me 133 cases of S&W Fruit Cocktail. I recommend them. Pretty strongly.
Now with lots of offices in many different places.
I'd recommend Urbach and Hamer to like anybody.
Remember, you pay us nothing unless we win some fruit cocktail for you. We're the legal offices of Urbach and Hamer. Call today.
S&W is owned by growers, which makes even the fruit cocktail just a little more special.
Richard Ryan, KNEW.
Back.
George Jones.
This is Ronnie Milsap.
Hi, this is Dolly Parton.
I love my country classics on KNEW.
9:10 a.m. KNEW. Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With Jackson timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies one hell of a man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John. Big Bad John. Jimmy Dean on KNEW 910 AM. My name is Sully, sitting in with Richard Ryan. I want to thank Richard for letting me have a chance to come and say goodbye here on my last day, Richard's last day, Oliver's last day on KNEW. I want to tell you it's been an absolute wonderful time working at this radio station. Sometimes I tune it on in my car at home and I turn on the radio and I hear Ray Price, followed by Patsy Cline. I think, how much better can this get? You know, this is like, this is what the world is supposed to be like. And it's been a thrill working with everybody here. And we've had, it's unusual for a radio station to, for the staff to be as close as those of us at KNEW have been running around. I remember Bill Collins saying, "Sully, Sully, what about this song?" Looking through and we got to get this song from 1968. And we'd all run around and look for the songs that we wanted to play in our library here. So I'm glad that I had a chance to work here. And thank you all for listening. I want you to know also that this was a very successful format for the radio station, the Classic Country format, and that shows that Classic Country is well-loved in the Bay Area. And I got a call here. Hi, this is KNEW.
Oh, I got through. How you doing?
I've been better. How are you?
Me too. I'm so sorry what happened.
Oh, thank you.
This geriatric, you know, horse exhaust, I'm very sorry.
Well, thank you.
I was wondering, sweet Sully, could you play Fraulein one last time
Fraulein,
for me?
Fraulein, Fraulein.
Oh, far across the deep blue water.
Yeah.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm going to miss you and Terrible Tom and Wild Bill, Fast Frank, and oh, jeez.
Oh, well, thank you. We hope that we'll pop up again somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'll be keeping my ear up for you.
Okay.
And the very best to all of you, sweetheart.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and take care, Sully.
Okay, you too.
All right.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Here's Bobby Helms on KNEW, 910 AM.
W9 AM. Well, that's what we call a computer glitch.
I just love Bobby Helms' voice, don't you?
Yeah. We apologize for that. That's one of those computer glitches there. We had Fraulein. It shows Fraulein Bobby Helms, but that's certainly not what it was. That was Mary Chapin Carpenter, of course.
But I'm going to dig up Fraulein.
Wasn't even the whole song there.
It wasn't?
No, it wasn't even the whole Mary Chapin song. No, yeah.
See, even the computer is upset today.
Yeah, it is upset. KNEW 910 AM. Sully Roddy is here. I'm Richard Ryan, the Ryan Music Express for this Friday, the final Express. Sully is here, too, to kind of help us sign off.
Play the wrong songs.
Yeah. What's happening is, I know, people have been tuning in and out, and they're like, huh? What's happened? This is our final broadcast day. Tom Benner, Frank Terry, Sully Roddy, Chris Hunter, and myself will no longer be a part of KNEW 910 AM. However, KNEW is still going to be around, still going to be a country station, and that begins on Monday morning. So we thank, thankfully we have this chance to say goodbye to you and to say that it's been fun and to wrap everything up this weekend. We've got a special weekend. It's what we're calling the KNEW Live Concert Weekend all this weekend, where we have brought back some of the most popular things that we've done this year, and some of the things that a lot of people have been requesting that we rebroadcast, like Merle Haggard. You remember the big Merle Haggard show in February of this year at the Maritime Hall? We recorded that show live. We're going to be having that tomorrow. Also, the Patsy Cline live at the Cimarron Ballroom, that newly discovered recording. We had a big special about that in July. We're going to be broadcasting that. And Asleep at the Wheel, who just last month were at Bimbo's in San Francisco for a great show. We've got that recorded, and we'll be broadcasting that. Now, it all begins tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. 8 p.m., starting off with Merle Haggard, then Patsy Cline, then Asleep at the Wheel, all back-to-back. That'll run till close to midnight. Then, if you miss that, on Sunday at 12 noon, we'll start it all over again. So Sunday at noon, we'll broadcast those three shows all together, just a kind of a farewell. And we do appreciate all the support. We appreciate all the phone calls, and please be patient with us. I know you have been. We're going to get to as many calls as we can. Our number is toll-free, 1-800-345-KNEW. And if it is ringing right now, just keep on ringing. We're going to get to as many calls as we can. If you get a busy signal, please try again. We would like to say hi to you. On KNEW 9, 10 a.m. We're going to check that traffic situation, too. That's still a big issue with this BART thing. We'll check that right after the Bellamy Brothers on KNEW.
He turned 35 last Sunday, and his hair he found some gray. But he still ain't changed his lifestyle. He likes it better the old way. So he grows a little garden in the backyard by the fence. He's consuming what he's growing nowadays in self-defense. He gets out there in the twilight zone sometimes when it just don't make no sense. Yeah, he gets off on country music, cause disco left him cold. And he's got young friends in a new way, but he's just too friggin' old. And he dreams at night of Woodstock and the day John Lennon died. How the music made him happy and the silence made him cry. Yeah, he thinks of John sometimes, and he has to wonder why. Sure, back in the 60s, that everyone was hip. Then they sent him off to Vietnam on his senior trip. And they forced him to become a man while he was still a boy. And behind each wave of tragedy, he waited for the joy. Now this world may change around him, but he just can't change no more. Cause he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie. This new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. He stays away a lot now from the parties and the clubs. And he's thinking while he's jogging around, sure is glad he quit the hard drugs. Cause him and his kind get more endangered every day. And pretty soon the species will just up and fade away. Like the smoke from that torpedo, just up and fade away. Yeah, he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie. This new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. Trying to change nobody, he's just trying real hard to adjust.
KNEW 9, 10 a.m., Classic Country and the Ryan Express, along with Richard Ryan and Sully Roddy is here. And we're going to check traffic here in just a couple of moments here. But we want to get to the real Fraulein. Someone had requested Fraulein. We had a little bit of a computer glitch, and our Fraulein in our hard disk was not Fraulein. So we have that. We dug out the old record. Imagine that, getting an old record out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we got that coming up for you. Right now, though, 4:15, and let's check traffic once again with Carla Knight.
Over at the Nimitz Freeway in Fremont, southbound before Dakota, there is an accident blocking the right lane. There's also a white powder spilled out there, that powdered concrete stuff, I think it is. That's all over the roadway, caused the accident, so it looks like only the left lane's getting through at the moment. Caltrans is there to clean it up, so it's stop and go now out of San Leandro, getting through Hayward as you head towards the Fremont area. In San Leandro on 238, at Hesperian Boulevard, as you come off the Nimitz Freeway, there is an accident off to the shoulder, and that's also backing up North 880 as you head from Highway 92 on up to 238. So problems in both directions there. San Mateo Bridge just to get to Hayward, your backup begins at Foster City Boulevard. Of course, San Francisco on North 101, you're backed up to 280, getting to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Surface streets still gridlock. Over at the Golden Gate Bridge, a little sluggish northbound coming off of Doyle onto the span, but for the most part, it's okay. Southbound traffic is backed up into the Waldo Tunnel, though, and a very tough Marin commute underway on northbound 101 from Marin City. It's slow stretches all the way into central San Rafael. I'm Carla Knight with KNEW Traffic.
Thank you, Carla.
And here's the song that I promised earlier on KNEW 910 AM. Here's the real Bobby Helms with Fraulein.
By the banks of the old River Rhine, where I loved her and left her, but I can't forget her. I miss my pretty Fraulein. Fraulein, Fraulein, look up toward the heavens each night when the stars start to shine. By the same stars above you, together we'd soar.
took it all in stride. With you there beside me, Lord, I've loved every mile. And there's no reason for any goodbye. Moves so swiftly in the wink of an eye. A lifetime could just pass you on by. But love like ours goes on forever and beyond the end of time. So there's no reason for any goodbyes. Together we've soared over the mountains of life. There's been good times and some sad times. We took it all in stride. With you there beside me, Lord, I've loved every mile, and there's no reason for any goodbyes. With you there beside me, Lord, I've loved every mile. Now there's no reason for any.
Don't like me. Say you care about me. walk the streets of Bakersfield.
This is Alan Jackson on your station for Classic Country Hits, KNEW 910.
Have a little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. A little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. Well, it's all right. Be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check, a six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around, little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
KNEW 910 AM. It's Classic Country and a Tom T. Hall song. He wrote that song a number of years ago, and Alan Jackson recorded it and made it a hit not too long ago. 4:28 on this Friday afternoon on the Ryan Express. Sully Roddy is here with me. I'm Richard Ryan on our final day of KNEW, as we have been over the last few months or so. KNEW is still going to be here, still going to be a country station, but it's going to be all different, be different people, a little bit slightly different music starting up on Monday. So we are thankful for the opportunity to say goodbye to you and to wish you well. And we have had so many folks calling and wishing us well. We do appreciate that. And a little bit ago, we played Bobby Helms' Fraulein. We got to that one, and you had a question here on the phone?
Question for your lady friend you got there.
Sure.
Can she come up with the answer to Bobby Helms' Fraulein?
Wait just a second. She's on another line here. Wait just a second. She's finishing up.
Thank you.
I bet she can. All right, Sully. We have this gentleman that's on with me right now has a question for you. Wait just a second here. She's coming over to the mic here. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Hello there.
Hello.
Got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
You just played Fraulein by Bobby Helms.
Yeah.
Do you have the answer to him?
You know what? I think I do. I think I do. Let me go see if I've got that. It's
you know what
I'll
about?
Always be your Fraulein,
yeah.
Right? Kitty
right.
Wells?
Is huh?
It? It's Kitty Wells, right?
Right.
Okay.
KNEW 9, 10 a.m. Classic Country with Kitty Wells now.
You
Clayton Delaney died. And, of course, a little bit ago we played Little Bitty from Alan Jackson, a song Tom T. wrote. Of course, he wrote a bunch of great songs, just some of the stuff you have enjoyed on KNEW 9, 10 a.m. Hi there. Hi, KNEW.
Yes, Richard.
Hey.
I'm not going to say have a great day, but I'm going to say we deal with it.
Yeah, there you go.
This is Steve. I'm one of the couriers that listens to you guys all day long and all night.
Thank you, Steve.
One thing that, like Tom was saying, it was all us, all the listener, and it isn't. It's the radio program, it's you guys, and it's the listeners.
Yeah, it's all together. That's true.
You know,
That's absolutely true. It's a good combination there.
Yeah, and I just want to wish you guys all well.
Thank you very much, Steve. Sully Roddy is here. I'm Richard Ryan, the Ryan Music Express for this Friday, and As you know or may not know, we've been kind of explaining throughout the day that this is our final day of broadcast for all
for
of us.
For us.
KNEW is remaining. We'll be here. Still a country station. It's going to be a different type of station. We're going to be doing some playing kind of what we call the country jukebox all weekend long, plus some of the special shows like the Merle Haggard show from last February at the Maritime Hall, the Patsy Cline Live at the Cimarron Ballroom that we did a special on in July, and just last month, Asleep at the Wheel was at Bimbo's 365 Club in San Francisco. We have all of those that we're going to broadcast back-to-back twice this weekend. First is tomorrow night, beginning at 8 o'clock, and then on Sunday at 12 noon, all three shows back-to-back. It's just about 4 hours worth of live music. So, Sully, I think, you know, we've just had such an influx of phone calls that you want to... You want to try to do them? Just go down the line here and try to take as many as we can.
I wanted to say thank you to the. I just got a call from two women. One lady from Brisbane who's been listening to for 25 years, and another lady who's been listening for 22 years. Said she even sat through 2 days of the House Foundation, Jerry House and the House Foundation, which means that she sat through that show twice as long as anybody else. And thank you really for hanging in there.
Yeah, we appreciate that. 4:37, and let's take some phone calls, and we might remind you that we are going to be live on the air. Hi, you are live on the radio. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are
good.
You?
What's your name?
Renee,
how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Appreciate you being there for us. Appreciate you taking the time to give us a buzz.
Wonderful. Good. You guys are great.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. We're just kind of wrapping things up here and wanted to, you know, we appreciate the chance to say goodbye to everybody that's been so good to us over the last few years.
You guys are leaving?
Yes. All of KNEW is not leaving. KNEW will still be here, and it will still be a country station. However, all of us will not be here.
Why?
Well,
who knows what evil or... Oh, I'm sorry. What a slip of the tongue there.
It's one of those decisions that are made way higher in rank than what we are, and one of those unexplainable things.
Well, you know what? You guys sent me to Garth. And I love y'all. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Renee.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, KNEW. You are live on the radio. How you doing?
Hi. Okay. God, I'm going to miss all you guys.
Well, thank you so much. We're going to miss being with you.
I know. I didn't get to hear Sully very much unless I was in Lafayette because I live in Antioch.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't hear her.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit weaker signal at night. Yeah.
Very staticky.
Yeah.
But I'm sure going to miss you, and this is just wonderful people you guys are.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
It's been a labor of love, and that love spills out to all of our listeners, and we do appreciate you being there. And hang in there, because KNEW's still going to be here.
Yeah, but it'll be without you guys.
Yeah.
And just a lot of luck to all of you.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate you being there.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, KNEW. You are live on the radio. How you doing?
Oh, below average. I'm sorry that you all are going.
I know.
And, you know, is this new station, whatever it's going to be, are they going to play the old country, or are they going to do like Young Country does and play the same 20 over and over and over?
It is called Real Country, and it will be, I don't think it's going to be as far back as our library has gone. I don't believe so, but there are some things in there. It's mainly an 80s, 70s type bass with some new stuff and some older stuff in there, so it's kind of a mix of things.
I can't believe that they wouldn't have kept you guys. I mean, DJs that everybody knows that would help ease it over, you know.
Yeah.
Especially Sully. I mean, she's just the best. I'm a musician.
She's right here.
Thank you.
Oh, really?
Yep. She says thank you. I don't know if you can hear her or not. I don't think you can.
The radio's in the other room.
Okay.
But I mean, there's all kinds of things that I have bought because I never knew they existed until she played them, like Alison Krauss and the Cox Family. Just throw me on the floor.
There you go.
And, you know, there's all kinds of things. And she's just, you know, she's just amazing. And I can't believe they wouldn't keep somebody who's got a show like that.
I know.
Just an awesome show.
Thank you.
And everybody, all the old stuff. I mean, I found out, the way I found out I was a musician was by singing the old country stuff along with the radio, and then along the way got turned on to classics. So it's like I can do both.
Oh, that's great.
I'm going to miss you a lot.
Well, thank you so much.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you, and we hope to meet up with you again sometime soon.
Oh, listen, I'm going to be flipping the dial around looking for you all.
Thank you.
Young Country fired my favorite DJ, so I've been listening to you, and now you guys are going to be gone. So
yeah.
What recourse I've got.
Oh, mercy. All right. Well, I appreciate you being there.
Okay. All the best to you. And you know, happy trails and find wonderful jobs and, you know, all that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm going to miss you a lot.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for what you've done.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, KNEW. We've got time for just a couple more calls here. Hi, you're live on the radio. What's your name?
My name is Sam. I'm calling from my job. We listen to you guys every day. I listen to you guys at home.
Thank you, Sam. And, where do you work?
I won't tell you right now.
Okay.
I don't want nobody to know I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay.
But I tell you, I work here in Sunnyvale at QCI. I wanted to hear a special song.
Sure.
One Woman Man. I forgot the guy's name.
George Jones.
George Jones. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I hope that... Well, you guys have the best format, and I'm 49 years old, and you know what? I'm really going to miss you guys. I listened to it on Saturday night. I don't know what they're going to do now.
Well,
this
thank you.
This is really disappointing. I really enjoyed waking up with you guys and taking you guys to bed with me at night.
Well, I sure appreciate that, Sam. We sure do appreciate it, and we all are sorry to move on, but that's one of those things that happens. And
yeah,
you know, the radio station will still be here, and you know, at least give it a try. It'll be a whole new station on Monday.
Well, you guys go pretty far back, and that's what I like about it. I'm 49 years old. I
hear
a lot of that kind of good country music like that.
You bet.
Well, thank you very
much. Well, thank you. Appreciate you being there.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sam. Time just about for one more call, then we've got to scoot on to traffic here in just a couple of minutes. Hi, KNEW. You are live on the radio. How you doing?
How you doing, Rich?
Good. What's your name?
This is Bill from Mill Valley.
Bill, how are you?
Oh, pretty sad.
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad we had a chance to kind of come on the air and say goodbye officially to everybody. It's been a good run. It's been a good labor of love for us, and we're going to miss talking to you and being with you. Bill?
No, this is Mike.
Oh, Mike. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We must have gotten crossed up here. I was just talking to Bill.
Somehow, there was no announcement, nothing, but suddenly I'm on the air.
Wow. Well, there you go. Are you on a cell phone?
No.
Oh, well, Bill must have been on a cell
phone. And it rang, and then you were on.
I'll be darned. Well, it must have. Well, we've had our phone calls just kind of flooded our lines here, so it might have overtaken one or so. Well, sorry about that. Well, Bill, you were in the middle of something a minute ago, so if you're listening on the radio, you can give us a buzz back there. I don't know what happened there. I didn't touch a thing, honest. So what was your name again?
My name is Mike.
Mike. Okay, we're live on the radio, Mike.
I know you are, and I don't want to repeat everything that everybody said, because we all feel the same thing. It's been great having you, and what I would like to see you surface someplace else. As a matter of fact, it was a bombshell when Sally mentioned that at the very end of her program on Saturday, and played that song, and she said she wanted to play it because she started the show 8.5 years ago playing that song. And that was my first. I hadn't heard before that there was some problem like that. Also, Sally gave an email address, which I just jotted down as sally@music.com. But I must have made a mistake because...
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you doing?
How are you doing, Sally?
I've talked to you for years and years and years, every week.
Yes, we've talked for years and years. That's
how are you doing? Mike fixes electronic things. And you know what my email is? I have an email address. I haven't figured out how to get my email letters yet. I keep shaking the computer and nothing comes out of it. But
what I jotted down was sully@music.com.
No, it's Sully Music. It's Sully Music, like Sully Music as one word with no space in between them. So it's sully@sullymusic.com. And if anybody wants to get in touch with Richard or Frank or Bill,
yeah,
you can drop me an email letter there, and I can get in contact with them.
But is it sully@sullymusic.com?
sullymusic.com.
But there must be something before that. There must be an @, an & and a word before that. If you have sullymusic.com, that's not an address by itself.
Okay. The web page is www.sullymusic.com. And then the email is sully@www.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm the one who's shaking the computer trying to get letters out.
I work a lot with email letters, and I have the letter I wrote to you.
Uh-huh.
I'll try to retransmit it, trying different ways.
Okay. But are you doing that right now? Are you at a computer?
No, I'm not at the computer.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you find out I've been giving the wrong address this whole time, you could call back and tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'll try. If I can do it, I'll do it.
Okay, Mike. Okay.
I'll try what I get.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Thank you
very much.
Okay.
Bye. All right. All right, we were going to do now that we got that cleared up. Oh, man. KNEW 9, 10 a.m. Carla Knight is standing by wondering, what the heck are they talking about? we're trying to get this email and web address all figured out here.
Well, I have yet to get a computer, so I'm like way behind everybody else.
Well, me too.
You're worse than me, Carla.
I definitely am.
Yeah, I've got to do that too. But we'll if anybody wants to get a hold of any of us, we'll be available. I mean, we'll have some sites we'll make some. It's high time we get into the computer age here. Anyway, it is, speaking about webs, it's probably that way on the roadways right now. At 446, yeah. There's Carla Knight.
San Francisco city streets, they look like webs out there with cars just lined up getting to the Bay Bridge. What's looking better is that northbound 101 commute. That seems to be letting up very early in the commute because it starts early there, but the city streets take much longer to get through and get onto the bridge. It's slow on the other side as you head up to Highway 20. There's an accident actually just beyond the Caldecott Tunnel. It's in the second lane from the left. And just before the tunnel, a car stalled in the right lane. So that's backing up traffic now beyond the Ruckridge BART station, trying to get through to Orinda. Nimitz Freeway, another big trouble spot with an accident and a powder spill. South 880 before Dakota Road. They've got the two right lanes closed for cleanup. And that's got traffic backed up all the way through Hayward into San Leandro. Of course, that's having an effect on the San Mateo Bridge commute. Those 92 commuters trying to get onto the Nimitz are backed up all the way across the bridge, starting at Foster City Boulevard. If you're going to the Dumbarton Bridge, the bridge itself is okay, but those approaches out of Palo Alto and Menlo Park are quite heavy just getting onto the bridge. In Marin County, it's a very slow day on northbound 101 from Marin City as you head towards central San Rafael for anybody who's going to take a long detour through Marin to try and get over to the East Bay. Traffic brought to you by Star System. Look on your ATM card for the Star System and Explore symbols. They give you choices to get cash at thousands of Star System ATMs and Explore merchants. I'm Carla Knight with KNEW. W traffic.
Sometimes at the end of the day, before I head home, I make a stop along the way, a couple of drinks, wait for the 5 o'clock rush to go by. A lady, oh, and it's so hard when she starts coming on. I back it on up, turn it around, take it on home. Sometimes I've gotta go out of town, I'll be gone. Couple of days, and this buddy of mine, he's a hound in the first degree. And almost always, there's the ladies, and it ain't easy. You're out and alone, but I back it on up.
last night on a bottle of gin. And I had a fight with my best girlfriend. But when I'm drinking, I am nobody's friend. Please, baby, wait for me until they let me out again. I know the same thing has happened before, and every time it does, I hate it more and more. But when I'm drinking, I am nobody's friend. Please, baby, wait for me until they let me out again. Spent a whole lot of time sitting and thinking, sitting and just thinking about you. If I didn't spend so much time sitting and drinking, we'd still have the love that we once knew. Oh, I won't promise that it won't happen again, but I can promise it'll be a long, long time till then. 'Cause when I'm drinking, please, baby, wait for me until they let me out again. Please, baby, wait for me until they let me out again.
KNEW 9, 10 a.m. It's Classic Country in the Ryan Express. I'm Richard Ryan, along with Sully Roddy of All Kinds of Country is sitting in, too, as we're both using this opportunity, this time, to say goodbye to you. We're playing some good stuff for you here, and in case you haven't heard, KNEW, as it exists right now with all of us, will no longer be. This is our last broadcast for this Friday afternoon, and starting on Monday, now all this weekend we've got some special stuff, and we'll tell you about that coming up. Starting Monday morning, KNEW will still be around, and it'll still be a country station. However, it's going to be a different country station, and it's going to be having some different folks. So we appreciate the opportunity to come on and say goodbye to you. And we've had so many great comments. And I'll tell you what, if we can get to them pretty quickly here, I know that there's been so many. The lines have just been nonstop, and we do appreciate that outpouring. But we do apologize for the fact that we can't get to everybody. We're going to try to get to as many calls as we can. And to do that, we'll just go down the line here and go live on the radio here. Hi, KNEW. You are live on the radio. How you doing?
Oh, pretty well. How about yourself?
Pretty good.
Be doing better if folks are going to stick around a little longer.
I know. I wish that were the case.
Yeah, well, like you say, wish in one hand. And,
there you go.
Hey, looking for something I haven't heard probably since it was new in about 57. Merlin Husky, A Fallen Star.
Fallen Star. Don't know. We might have that. We've combined our resources today. Sully's here, and she's just got just almost everything under the sun. So
just under the wire challenge here.
There is a Ferlin Husky compact disc now available, a Best of Ferlin Husky. I'm not sure whether I brought it in today, but let me go check.
Well, we'll see if we can get that on for you.
I do appreciate that.
All right. We appreciate you being there.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Hi, KNEW. You are live on the radio. Hi there.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Carol.
Carol, how are you?
I'm a little sad.
Well, we all are.
Quite sad.
Yeah, we all are.
I've been listening to KNEW since long before John Whalen was on.
Wow.
Whatever happened to him?
Well, he's been around the country. He spent some time in Illinois, and he's in L.A. I believe he's in L.A. right now. The L.A. area.
I have really enjoyed you, and I just wanted to say that, all of you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to miss you a lot. And is the format going to be newer country or the same old country?
It is going to be a mix, from what I understand. It'll be a mix of, it'll be mainly 80s and 70s, a little bit of 70s, and some new stuff and some older stuff as well. It won't be quite the same mix as what we've had, but it'll be different.
Well, country music is always wonderful.
Yeah.
You people are all the finest. And
well, thank you.
You know that and don't ever forget it.
Thank you
God
so
will
much.
I miss you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We got time for just a couple more here before we get on to some business here that we have to do. And once again, we're going to try to get to as many phone calls and as many requests as we can. Hi, KNEW. You're live on the radio. How you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Hi, what's
you're doing as well as can be expected.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, we're it's kind of a bittersweet thing. Of course, you know, we all love our jobs and love this great radio station, and we're going to miss being here and being a part of it.
Well, if they don't play the good music, they're going to lose a lot of listeners.
Well, we appreciate you being there.
So we're loyal to you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
We sure appreciate it.
All right.
Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, here. Let's see. I think we got time for just one more. Hi, KNEW. You're on live on the radio with us. How you doing?
I'm good, Richard. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Hey, I got the old website controversy for Sully.
Oh, you got a website controversy for Sully?
No,
okay.
The one about her address. I just
yes.
sent her an email.
Oh, okay, wait just a second here. Let her put on her headphones here so that she can hear. She's searching for records as we... so we need to get this resolved, actually. Sully's... okay, now she's here. She can hear you.
Hey, Sully.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I know that the entire internet is the work of the devil, and you're going to try to...
No, you're right.
Yeah.
It's simply www.sallymusic.com.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
And what,
that
what?
Takes you to your page.
Oh, I'm pretty good, aren't I?
Yeah.
Now,
is that also the email? Is the email is something different, though,
well, the
right?
Email, you can get to her email on that page.
Okay.
You go to the bottom. Of
yeah,
things.
Go to the bottom.
Okay.
It's a cool page.
I'm good. Kind of a techie in my own way, then.
Yeah, right. So, hey, Sully, can you do me a favor? And it's like something only you can do, because nobody else in the world will play it.
Well, it sounds promising. What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, can you put something on by Don Edwards?
Sure.
Cool.
Don Edwards, by the way, I have to mention, Don Edwards is playing in Berkeley at the Freight and Salvage. It's like September 25th or 26th, and Tom Morell of Time Warp Top Hands is going to be there, too. So
that'll
be a fantastic show.
That'll be a good show.
Yeah.
Good
deal. Well, thanks for helping us clear up that webpage controversy there.
I knew that.
Yeah,
I just didn't want to.
You know what you were
Mike
talking
there.
About.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate you being there.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, KNEW 910 AM. I'm Richard Ryan. Sully Roddy is here as well. And we are going to get back to some good stuff. And once again, our toll-free number, 1-800-345-KNEW, 1-800-345-5639. As we say goodbye to you, we're going to be here until about 7 o'clock. And again, if you are calling in, just let it ring, because it's just been nonstop. We've got five lines coming in, and they've all been ringing, and it's just been nonstop. So we're trying to get to as many as we can. So if it's ringing, just let it ring. We're going to try to get to you here just as soon as we can. And if you get a busy signal, then please try us again, because we do want a chance to say hi to you and say bye to you as well. And we appreciate the opportunity to do that. Coming up, we've got music from Merle and Willie, Ronnie Millsap, and a lot more on Classic Country KNEW 910 AM.
Have you ever stopped to think about how important the car you're driving is to you and your family? Your car is probably the second biggest investment you'll ever make. You protect your life, your home. Why not your car? Do you realize car theft is an $8 billion problem in this country? Cars are stolen every 20 seconds. These are alarming facts, but there is a solution with the Club, the highly visible, easy-to-use, anti-theft device that fits easily across the steering wheel and renders the car undrivable. The Club is successful. Protected cars worldwide for the past 10 years. The National Insurance Crime Bureau reports that cars protected with the Club are four times safer than cars not protected. For under $50, you can do what police recommend to protect your car. Buy and use the Club. Just be sure it says the Club on the handle. Buy yours today and receive a free car care kit valued at $14.95. Available at better stores everywhere.
Hi, Bob at F&F Plumbing Supply, your discount, my discount store for plumbing supplies. Ed, let's talk about how lousy these commercials are that we do.
I've heard they're the crummiest commercials anybody's ever heard.
Fellow walked in the store and said, who makes those terrible commercials? I said, I do. He says, they're terrible. I said, what do you really want? He said, I'd like to buy a faucet. As he left, I said, what do you think of commercials? He said, I still think they're the worst, but I like shopping here.
You know, Ed, that's true. You know, these commercials, people say to us, wow, how do you make those? Where are plumbing wholesalers? We sell plumbing supplies, but we love to do these commercials just to tell you folks, we're ordinary people. Come on down to F&F Plumbing Supply and get your discount with ordinary people. We're nice guys. So F&F Plumbing Supply, we always buy wholesale. What do you think of that, Ed?
I like buying wholesale. Doesn't everybody like buying wholesale? I don't know why there's not a line outside with my prices.
There are a lot of people out there waiting to get in at 7:30 in the morning when we open. So 316 South El Dorado Street in San Mateo, and thank you very much.
Hello. Hi, Katie.
Yeah, she sure is.
Annette, it's Katie.
I'm begging. What does she want?
She wants to know what you want. Okay, hold on.
She wants to know if you're going shopping with her.
What's she talking about?
What are you talking about?
You're supposed to be going to Ward's.
This Saturday, you should be going to Ward's for their 14-hour sale. The doors are opening early at 8 a.m. and staying open late till 10 p.m.
Oh, is she talking about the sale on Saturday?
Are you talking about Saturday?
We're talking about great savings at Ward's. Get 25 to 30% off all jeans, 30% off all women's knit tops, and take 10% off all electronics, appliances, and furniture, even on sale prices.
She's talking about Saturday.
Tell her I'll pick her up early.
She'll pick you up early. Say, you guys wouldn't be getting my birthday present, huh?
I heard that!
Forget about sleeping in this Saturday. Get to Ward's 14-hour sale early. It starts at 8 a.m., and at 10 p.m., it's over.
Shop smart, live well, Ward's.
Richard Ryan and the Legends of Country Music.
Hi, this is George Jones.
This is Ann Murray.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
I love my country classics on KNEW.
910 AM, KNEW, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Back into your dream. Macho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the better, all the same. They could have had him any day. They only let him slip away. Out of kindness, I suppose. Up and left his mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, the lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody. Only
Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. I don't need your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old. You've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made. Made in my heart. What a change you have made in my heart. You replaced all the broken parts. Oh, what a change you have made in my heart. Love to me was just a word and a song that had been way over.
But the words we're hiding from him now tear the heart right out of me. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today. Me and little J-O-D will be going away. I love you both and this will be pure A-G-double-L for me. His fifth birthday, and he thinks C-U-S-T-O-D-Y spells fun or play. I spell out all the hurting words and turn my head when I speak, 'cause I can't spell away this hurt that's dripping.
KNEW 9, 10 a.m. It's Classic Country and the Ryan Music Express. I'm Richard Ryan. On this Friday at 5:14, Tammy Wynette there, and D-I-V-O-R-C-E, Ronnie Millsap, Merle, and Willie in there for you, too. We are here on our final broadcast of the Ryan Express on this Friday afternoon. In case you haven't heard, KNEW is going to be changing. We, as an entity, that is Tom Benner, Frank Terry, myself, Chris Hunter, Sully Roddy, are no longer going to be a part of the radio station. Starting on Monday, it will be a new format. Well, not a new format. It'll be it'll still be a country station, but it's going to be a satellite-delivered format. And we are saddened by the fact that we're not going to be continuing to be a part of the station, but we are thankful for this opportunity to kind of wrap things up today and to say goodbye to you and thank you for all your support. Our number is 1-800-345-KNEW, and I apologize if you haven't been able to get through yet. We're going to take as many calls as we can here in just a couple of minutes. We've kind of fallen behind on getting to the phones here. So if you'd like to call, just let it ring, and we will get around to you. If you get a busy signal, please try again. 1-800-345-5639, 1-800-345-KNEW on our final Friday afternoon. And 5:15, and Carla Knight is here to fill us in on the Friday afternoon commute.
I am seeing much improvement here for San Francisco. As I told you last time around, northbound 101's no longer backed up. It was only slow from 7th Street getting onto the lower deck, and I'm keeping an eye on those surface street approaches to the Bay Bridge, and they are starting to look better. They are still heavy, especially 1st, Harrison, and Embarcadero, but watching traffic go through the lights, they're getting through much more easily. Before, they could barely even get through before, because of all the traffic just backed up so badly. So it is looking better there. Fridays usually wrap up earlier anyway. Over to the Nimitz Freeway, we've had troubles there for quite some time now. Southbound in Fremont before Dakota, it was a white powder spill, resulted in an accident. Only the right lane is closed now. So they are making progress. Caltrans has been cleaning up, but it's still backed up through Hayward, backed up beyond Washington and San Leandro. That's having an effect on 238, which is backed up into Castro Valley to Strobridge, coming off of 580, and also affecting the San Mateo Bridge commute, which is backed up all the way to Foster City Boulevard, trying to get across the span. If you're leaving the San Francisco area by way of 101, you will find it a little sluggish there between Army Street and the 280 split. Nothing unusual, and then slow traffic past the airport as you head towards Broadway Burlingame. I'm Carla Knight with KNEW Traffic.
Thank you, Carla. It is 5:17, and once again, we'd like to take some calls. I'm Richard Ryan on the Ryan Express. Sully Roddy is here.
Sully
from
Roddy.
On the All Kinds of Country show. You know Sully from her weekend All Kinds of Country for many, many, many years. And years before that on KSAN on Sunday nights. So we do appreciate Sully being here and being a part and helping us out this afternoon. We're going to go ahead and take some calls and try to get to as many calls as we can. Hi, KNEW. You are live on the radio. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Sorry to, I know you've rung in here and keep it ringing here, and we appreciate you hanging with us here.
Yeah, I'm going to be awfully sorry to see you guys go. I've hung in there through that sports babe and all that crud.
That's saying
because
something.
Of the simple fact that I like you guys, and I've been listening to the station ever since it came on the air.
Well, thank you.
Now I'm very upset. Where are you guys going to go? Do any of you have any idea?
Not really at this point. We're just going to try to, do what we can, but there's nothing that's really set in stone right now for any of us, no.
Well, that's a dirty shame because I'd like to change to wherever you are. Because as far as I'm concerned, it won't be the same, particularly in the early mornings. I'm out there throwing newspapers. Tom gives you a lap at a time when you really need it in the pouring rain and everything else.
Well, I appreciate.
I think it's dirty.
Well, we appreciate you hanging in with us, and thanks for your comments. We do appreciate that a lot.
But is there anybody that a person could write to and let them know what we think that would maybe help the situation?
Well, I don't know that it would change anyone's mind, but the radio station's address is 750 Battery Street, San Francisco 94111.
94111?
Yes, sir.
Lady, believe it or not.
Okay. thank you very much. We sure appreciate you being there.
Who would you address something to?
You could just address it to the program director, and they'd get a hold of it.
Okay, well
thank you. We sure appreciate your support. Thanks for hanging in with us.
Okay, good luck.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, KNEW, Heidi, you're live on the air. How you doing?
Oh, not so good.
Who is this?